John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's been almost a year since we last saw this gentleman. He was in for the Radiothon last year, and now he is back once again, unfortunately, on the phone. He is a stand-up comedian, a podcast host, and an author. Not like most comedians are authors where they do books about themselves. No, this guy has a new spy thriller out. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's called The Holding Deal. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only John Heffron. Hiya, John!
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good. I'm talking weird because my phone's on, but I have like 7 Bluetooth things throughout the house now. So anytime I walk, I'll talk to somebody. The next thing you know, you're playing out of like the Amazon Alexa. And then I'll walk and then I can't hear the people. And then I'm like, wait, where's that sound coming from? Oh, that's from my Jeep. Somehow now the phone call is in my Jeep. So when I called you, I just had headphones on. And then I walked up and then all of a sudden I hear you talking through my podcast stuff. So I was frantically trying to get my podcast headphones on so I could talk. So, okay, you can hear me. So that's good.
We got that down. Settled. The last time we spoke to you, you were purchasing a new old house. It's a new home for you, but it's been there a while. Are you in that house now?
Yeah, so this house was built in 1820.
Oh, wow.
And I've been playing this game called Guess What Animal's in the Wall. And so after months of hearing like scratching, or I don't know if whatever it is has a foam roller and it's just rolling out its glutes, but there's an annoying noise that I can't get rid of. 2 days ago, I'm like, what if I just start shooting into the wall at this point? I think that would be, shoot into the wall, I'll create holes, and I'm not a smoker, but I'll just keep blowing smoke into the holes and try to smoke out the, so, yeah, there's a whole thing with this house that I didn't think about when, you know, I bought it. Now, when you go outside, there's maybe, like, I don't own the property, but I'm on maybe 500 or 600 acres of one guy's farm. I'm surrounded by farms.
Okay.
So
all right.
When you walk outside and it's pitch dark and you just see glowing eyes of random animals, that's the scary part. That's the part where you go, I don't know about this. Yeah. So
he does have a gun.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it gets a little, you know, a little scary where you're like, I'm all by myself. And then I just kind of set up my house like Home Alone. So cans of paint will swing in and smack people. And then I have Legos laying out in case somebody makes it through. But yeah, so while I was here, I finished my spy book, The Holding Deal, that you were nice enough to mention in the beginning. So I have done some things in this quarantine to, you know, because the art of stand-up comedy apparently is officially over in 2040. My parents were divorced when I was like 6 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So probably every 3 days, I was packing up to go to somebody else's
house. Okay.
Right. And then at 18, I started doing stand-up comedy. So I've probably been leaving to go someplace else every 2 or 3 days for 40 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Right? So with this thing, this is the longest I've ever been at home, not having to travel in a bazillion years. And I thought, I'm going to write all this material. I'm going to have all this thing. And now, 3 months has gone by. I'm like, do I remember my act? Like, how do you talk into the mic and face crowd? Or I guess, do I have my back? And then how do you start? Like, we've all gone through this. And then when you finally start performing live again, you know, do people want to, like, are you going to do, hey, I'm out of toilet paper. Come on, Carol Baskins, why'd you kill your husband? Like, do people want to hear that? Interesting time.
Now, in regards to your thriller, what's the name of the agency that this guy gets hired by?
Craft Talent Agency.
Which works out to a CTA, but there really is a CTA talent agency. Are you using that on purpose?
Well, all the things is fictional, and if any realistic debate...
John, I'm curious, you're writing this during quarantine in a 200-year-old house... in the middle of the woods, did you feel obligated to use a quill pen and an inkwell?
Yeah, that's what I did. Good. Like, it started off, my dearest Martha. It's been a fortnight since I shall see you pass. You know, yeah.
A fiddle's playing in the background.
Yeah, and I get real tired. I put on my nightcap. I blow out the candle. I have like a long like muumuu dress on, and I just, you know.
Martha would come over, but she had the vapors.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, then a little mouse comes out of nowhere, gets his little quill. And, you know. The new person has moved into the house.
Now, if I'm correct, in the past, you told us you're somewhat the prepper, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's what's so weird about everything that went on. I would read and I see all these preppers and stuff like that. And then you see them marching in front of a Capitol 3 weeks later. So here's what you learned about preppers. They don't even have a month in them. You know, so if I want to just stand back with you, I got a shelter. I could live in there for 2 years without. No, you can't. You want to go to Applebee's and you want to go to some pool hall. You're going to jeopardize the health of everyone else because you don't know how to be alone with your thoughts or your family. So right? Like, literally. Now, if you learned anything from prepping, is all you need is a shed and some hidden cases of White Claw. That's all you need. You don't need rope that turns into fire. You don't need space blankets in case it gets cold. Yeah, you just want to upgrade your Netflix subscription. Here's what I learned, though. Because I'm a comic, I only know how to buy food in two-day increments. Uh-huh. 2 to 3 at the most, right? You get home on a Monday, and then you leave on a Wednesday. So when I go to the grocery store going, well, I better mask it up and buy all my supplies because, you know, everyone's going to buy food. I don't know how to buy food for a full week. Like, I have in my cupboard right now maybe 10 jars of tomato sauce and just noodles. I kept buying the same thing. That's the thing I have. Like, every time I'm at the grocery store, I'm like, do I have A1? And I buy it, and I bring it home to my other 7 bottles of A1. Like, there's just, like, things I don't, like, I always buy more mayonnaise, A1, and then there's something else that I just have, chili powder for some reason. I never think, I'm like, do I have that at home? I should get it. The weird thing about it, I think, with this quarantine is it helped me time travel a little bit. I always wondered what it would be like just being in an assisted living facility or a rest home, just in a small little bedroom.
Right.
With nobody coming to visit me. Uh-huh. And just watching TV for 24 hours. So this whole thing has been a nice little look into the future of how my life, you know, I'll probably have 40 cases of applesauce because that's the only thing I ever ask the lady who's taking care of. I don't hate it.
Well, John Heffron, you could check out his podcast, A Kid with a Cape. His new spy thriller, The Holding Deal, is available on Amazon.com. And sometime in the future, when he is a year younger than he normally would have been, he'll be back here in the studio.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. Next time I see you, I will be younger than I am today talking to you.
That's true. That's true. I like your theory. Believe me, at my age, your theory holds a lot of water.
Perfect.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Show.
What makes a girl feel special?
Wearing thong underwear backwards.
102.9 MG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.